Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I should say Greg the Lobster Slayer. I am on board. What are you laughing at?
I was choking. I wasn't laughing.
All right. Captain Cocktails with me from South Florida Diving Headquarters, Jeff Terode. So we are on the boat on the Black Pearl once again, ready to go slay some lobsters, yeah. Like I told you
hey,
about
Barry,
last week.
Real quick, Barry, can you watch CJ? He's putting his tank on backwards.
Barry the Bugger is what? You're overseeing Bug Boy?
No, my name, Yoda.
Yoda, okay, you are his lobster guru, or lobster what?
I am guru, yes.
Okay, gosh, this is going to be a long show. You hear what I'm saying, Jeff?
Long dive, too, probably.
All right, so yeah, CJ is working on his tank. Bug Boy is getting properly equipped. Do you have any issues there, CJ?
I'm just concentrating on the lobster zen, maintaining.
Okay, he's definitely in the zone right now. He was pulling out his tickle stick and noticed that it was bent. And he goes, that's why they call me Curly Johnson. I mean, I have a curly tickle stick. Is I don't know. But CJ, we get that question.
I'm not getting involved with that, man. I don't know.
That's for another show. Yeah,
thing.
But yeah, so we had the Lobster Slayer, Bug Boy, Barry the Bugger, or Lobster Guru, who is going to oversee Bug Boy today Yoda. Or something. Yoda.
Yoda.
Okay, whatever you say. And then, of course, we have Captain Cocktail at South Florida Diving Headquarters. And we are about to go slay the lobster. Now, this has been like the first full week of regular season. And I've been hearing good reports here, Jeff. What do you think?
Yeah, everybody seems to be getting a little something here, you know, which is great. More people get it, you know. It's kind of the distribution moves around instead of like a few getting a lot. Everybody seems to be getting a little bit, so it's a great thing, and I think we're having a pretty good season.
Yeah, well, that's what I've been hearing all up and down the coast for sure, but we're in Pompano Beach here this morning. It's a Sunday morning. We're recording the show. You know, after last week, we told you we're heading right down to go slay some lobsters. So we're going to limit out six lobsters per hunter. We're going to limit out today on the radio, for sure.
Yeah, it's always. On radio, you always limit.
Exactly.
TV's a little different, maybe.
I am going to strip down and get into something more comfortable.
Okay, that's disturbing.
I have to go.
It is time.
They're calling me the office.
All right, well, let's just look. Turn the other way. So, Jeff, let's talk about what's going on down here, though. Because, what is it, next week or the week after? What are the dates of this Lionfish Derby you're going to do?
August 25th, we're going to do the end of the summer Lionfish Derby, obviously to eradicate the invasive species. The lionfish is our main objective, but we want to have a little fun doing it. So we've teamed up with Sample McDougal House, which is an historic house here that was built in the early 1900s, and it's been restored, and they're going to have a huge lionfish tasting party and wine tasting and music and all sorts of things that night. So to start with, in the morning, we're going to do the derby. There's a charter boat category, there's a private boat category, cash prizes on both, and any extra money goes into Shipwreck Park, which is a part of this as well, Shipwreck Park Foundation, to sink some new ships out here. So
and there's some stuff in the works. We can't really release what it is, but you guys have a few things up your sleeve that we're going to announce hopefully in the next few weeks, right?
Yep, and some of this money hopefully will go towards that. We're looking at a wreck right now that is possibly sinking, hopefully by the end of the year. So you can go on to our website, to the events page, and you can pull up Lionfish Derby. You can sign up right online, or you can come to the participant meeting on Friday night. It's going to be a 26 Degrees Brewing Company. You know, we never have a meeting without beer involved.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Or wine.
Or wine or something.
Yeah, what do you pair with lionfish ceviche, you think? What is the proper? It's a white wine, I would assume.
Amber. I think it's an amber ale.
Maybe. Oh, an amber ale. Okay, yeah. You just go right for the booze.
Yeah.
Or the beer.
Exactly.
Okay, I gotcha.
Exactly.
But that's what you do at the, at the Derby as part of this event. You can kind of experiment, I guess.
Oh, for sure. And there's going to be a lot of tastings going on that night, too, as well. So, you know, $25 entry fee per person, $50 total for the team, and get you into the tournament, and you're going to get the free ticket to get in out at the tasting and all that, too. So it's a great event. Go on to SouthFloridaDiving.com events page and get involved.
Sign up. So, yeah, end of August, that's happening down here, in a couple weeks. We might have to see if we can get back down here for that. But I'll tell you what, today we're focused on lobster. You got to go register some more.
Yeah, I got to go register.
Yeah, sign them up. Get them ready to go because we're getting ready to launch here on the Black Pearl once again. Barry the Bugger, are you going to remove this whole Star Wars thing or what?
Yes, I will.
Okay, yeah, let's go. Let's come back to reality just temporarily. CJ, are you ready? Bug Boy, are you ready? Come in, Bug Boy.
I'm psyched and ready to go.
Now, I have not been able to find a cape. I was going to don a cape for my Lobster Slayer persona.
Are you thinking something like really kind of shiny and satiny, like the early 1960s Batman?
Yeah, like the TV version?
Yeah, kind of like an Adam West thing.
Maybe. I don't know. Why? Would you think it'd be too campy or what? Do you think the lobsters would appreciate that?
The goofier, the better. It'll fit you perfectly.
I don't know what he means by that, Barry.
I have no idea what he's talking about. He's zenning out.
Yes. Well, he's in the zone. He's in the lobster zone. So, once again, we have the Lobster Slayer, Bug Boy, and Barry the Bugger. Now, who is going to do the best today? Barry?
Barry the Boater.
Barry the Boater on the World of Boating, but
he's
here.
He's Barry the Bugger.
But today, you are Barry the Bugger, right? And just take it. Run with that title and go with it, whether you like it or not.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So, take it on. Be at one with the lobster. I mean, what are your tips for us, Barry the Bugger?
My tips are is that CJ will limit out.
On the radio?
No, for real.
Really? You're going to make a prediction like that he's going to come home with six lobsters today.
Whether they're alive or dead or fake or real, he will come back with six.
And that's without a stop at the grocery store.
Haven't you learned to be great, you have to study the greats? And you don't know this.
That's why you're diving with me?
No, that's why I'm diving with Barry the Bugger. Because if you notice, when we dive, you don't know this because I'm very subtle about it. I will study him.
I noticed it was very awkward. I was like, wow.
No, I'm just very, I have a very keen
I wasn't going to judge anything. I was just going to he's giving Barry the Bugger a unique look and, you know, hey, God bless him, you know?
You know, you're zen when you can dive upside down with your feet up in, fins up in the...
I don't want to talk about positions between you two. Well, that just makes it even more awkward.
You're disgusting and I'm very offended.
We're having a good time. Yeah, two tanks is what we're doing today. Once again, it's Sunday morning. And we are lobster diving with South Florida Diving Headquarters. Yeah, the weather is perfect. The sun is out. The breeze is, there practically is none. So the only breeze we're going to get is our trip out to the reef, which will probably be just enough. But that means that the seas will be flat calm. This is prime time season to be diving in Florida. Wouldn't you agree, Barry?
Absolutely. Other than when a tropical storm blows by.
Well, that's true. Yeah, if you got a storm, it could be a little rough. But we had some storms yesterday, kind of stirred up things down here in the afternoon. But that was probably good. It might have stirred up the lobster as well.
Maybe.
And then, they populate the reefs and the sites that we're going to go to today. And hopefully we're going to, find a big honey hole of lobster, full of lobster. And we're going to limit out on the first dive. That will hopefully be the plan. Because I'll tell you, 90% of this lobster hunting is finding those little critters. It's not necessarily catching them. The catching part is relatively easy once you get the basics down, whether you're a looper or a tickler. But finding them is a trick.
Well, as the baseball great Yogi Berra said, to paraphrase, lobster hunting is 80% of it is 90% mental.
Okay, yeah, that makes perfectly good sense coming from
Bug boy.
Yeah, so you are going to be a tickler, even though your tickler is slightly bent today.
Well, I bent it in battle a couple of weeks ago, but right. we're back down.
Mini season.
It will still be fully functional.
Okay. All right. So even though there's a slight bend to his tickle stick, he's going to have the option to make it work regardless. He's going to work with what he has. And, you know, that might work to your advantage. Some lobsters may prefer a bent tickle stick.
It just
depends
on the crack. You know, you might need an angle.
Yes, true. You know, that's how he bent it in the first place. He stuck it into a crack and started wiggling it around in there. Next thing you know, it's all bent up and stuff. But, you know, he came away satisfied regardless. So God bless him for it. CJ, a.k.a. today, Bug Boy, Barry the Bugger, and the Lobster Slayer. We're going on a mission to catch Florida spiny lobster. You are along for the ride. Listen as we limit out and tell you about it next on the radio, of course. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So what's this big news then?
We've been given our parts in the nativity play. And I'm the lobster.
The lobster?
Yeah.
In the nativity play?
Yeah, first lobster.
There was more than one lobster present at the birth of Jesus.
Duh.
Way down under the ocean, where lobsters live and die, you'll see that lobster travel in a hip-hop conga line. So join the celebration and jump in behind your friend. Today we're all crustaceans and we're gonna party to the end. So come on now, do you wanna come and do the lobster conga? Dance to the beat of the bomba and have a lot of fun together. Everybody now snap your claws like a lobster. Shake your tail like a lobster. Swim, swim, swim like a lobster. Conga dancing under the ocean. Snap your claws like a lobster.
They don't have claws, but they do have tails, these Florida spiny lobster. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are on our surface interval down here in Pompano Beach with South Florida Diving Headquarters, and we have been doing the lobster congo. We brought lobster back. The bug boy has been successful.
I told you I was going to catch some lobster.
You caught some lobster. Let's see what they think about this, because we have them sitting in the bucket right now. Lobsters, are you guys ready to be eaten?
No, sir. I don't like it.
Oh, that's... Well, don't be so negative. You look very tasty, and you look comfortable at the moment.
Screw you!
Okay, well, what are you going to get, you know? What would you expect otherwise? But, hey, look, we obviously had a good time because we caught some lobster. And we're well on our way of limiting out for our 6 lobsters per diver per day here for the Florida spiny lobster season.
Myself, personally, 2 down, 4 to go.
Yes, I did. Well, I'm almost limited out on the radio already.
On the radio?
Yes, so
notice
I'm going to leave it at that.
He always has to qualify that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I got
about.
2. Real life, radio, doesn't matter what kind of media.
Okay, bug boy, quit
bragging. He's just mad because I caught more than him.
No, that's not true. I think that's definitely not true on the radio.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Barry the Bugger, what say you?
My student did well. Okay. After this next dive, we will tattoo lobsters on his arms, and he'll
yes!
be free to go.
Okay, wow, that's like a rite of passage. You have
remember,
to get a
remember
lobster.
The show Kung Fu?
What?
Remember the movie, the TV show Kung Fu?
Yeah, I do.
Remember
yeah.
at the end, you
wax
know,
wax on, wax
to,
off.
That's
no,
Karate
not
Kid.
That.
That's Karate Kid.
I don't, who cares, right? Yeah, just you were at one with the lobster. That's all that matters, and you had a great time. You know, he has a special weapon. Yeah, Bug Boy has equipped with a special outfit. You're wearing a camouflage wetsuit or a rash.
That's right. You can barely see me unless I put on
my
scuba
where'd
radio.
Where'd he go?
Hat.
Where'd he go?
I'm over here. Follow the scuba radio hat.
Don't lose them. Don't lose them. We've yeah. got one more dive to do.
Well, obviously it worked. It worked for Bug Boy here. He's, you know, wearing a camouflage rash guard. So the captain's doing a little sound off.
Greg Holt.
Right here. Doing a radio show too. But, you know, they're doing the roll call as they should after the first dive. They're making sure everybody's back on the boat, right, CJ?
Yeah, it's a little important.
Yeah, so, you know, we're kind of distracting everybody, and they're looking at us like, what are you guys, will you please shut up? We're trying to do some business here, and they're getting very serious, because they do. They take their diving serious.
I'll kill you.
Yeah, so, but we did get some lobster, so we're going to have quite a, we already got enough lobster to have quite a party at the Gomez Hilton later on.
Yeah, anything else is just gravy.
Yeah, you know, Red Lobster has Lobster Fest. The Gomez Hilton has Florida Lobster Fest this evening. We're going to cover that accordingly when we get back to hanging with Captain Walt.
Well, my vision came true. I told you before that I just wanted to see asses and antenna, and that's exactly what we executed today.
Yeah, well, last week I think it was TNA. We wanted to see some TNA, tails and antenna.
Yeah, I like asses and antenna.
Well, that's not really appropriate.
You're our asses down there catching some antennas.
Yeah, okay. Well, the three-way dive team worked well.
Let's go with the triad.
Okay, the triad dive team. Would you prefer that, Barry the Bugger?
It sounds a lot better.
I don't know. When you got 3 lobster superheroes like the Lobster Slayer, Bug Boy, and Barry the Bugger, I mean, you know, I think that's a 3-way dive team that cannot be beat.
Not a 3-way.
Okay,
you guys. I don't think you understand what a 3-way
I'm thinking,
really
yeah,
means.
I do. Chili, it's a Skyline Chili thing in Cincinnati.
Kids, leave the room now.
Yeah, they have that down here in Fort Lauderdale. They have a Skyline Chili. We can go there for lunch.
No, it's cool. I want to go get
some. We got lobster.
Let's go get some seafood, man.
Yeah, well, we got some.
No, that's for dinner.
Oh, okay.
But for lunch, we're going to grab some seafood.
Well, okay, we may have to get our blackened fish sandwich, mark it off the list while we're down here in South Florida. Okay, so while we're lobstering, we had some extra eyes and ears down there underwater helping us scope out the bugs. And Captain Aria is down here from South Florida Diving Headquarters. She's teaching today. Is that right, Aria?
Yes, I'm so excited. I get to get in the water.
And show other people what it's like to be divers.
Absolutely. Let them know the passion that I basically fell in love with and became an instructor and a boat captain and pass on all of my knowledge to.
Yes. And I've watched her. She's doing a fine job. You know, I am a dive instructor myself, and it's fun to kind of watch a fellow instructor teach newbies how to dive. And they were kind of loosely connected to our group. We were going catching lobsters, and we were kind of following them guys around. And they were like, hey, there's one, you know, the kind of thing, and just pointing us in the right direction. But yeah, what's your name?
Heidi.
Heidi, where are you from?
Charleston.
Charleston, South Carolina.
Yes, that's right.
And you guys came down here on vacation, decided to become certified divers. Is that it?
Well, actually, we came here specifically to do this dive course.
Really? So you did dive three, open water dive three. So you got one more dive and you're officially a diver. Is that right?
Yes, I'm so excited.
And you're here with your daughter. Is that right?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Rachel.
Rachel, what do you think of this diving thing so far?
I love it. I've wanted to do this for so long.
Yeah. Has it been everything and then some of what you expected?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So what's the coolest thing you've seen underwater so far on your open water checkout dives? I mean, because you're so... I mean, I remember back in the day when I did this, you are so, you know, you have tunnel vision when you first learn how to dive, and it's hard to kind of focus on all the cool stuff like the lobsters and the fish and stuff. Have you really been able to open up and soak it all in yet, you think?
Not really. I mean, I see things here and there, but I'm just so like overwhelmed under there that I don't really know.
Has anything stood out so far other than the lobster? Because you saw us catching lobster, so I know that has kind of drawn your focus a little bit away from doing your diving, so to speak, huh?
Yeah, definitely stingrays. I've seen a couple of those.
Yeah, so that's what has caught your eye. What about it, Heidi? Has something caught your eye underwater so far yet or no?
Yeah, I saw two fish, which looked like they were fighting.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
All right, so they were like a standoff kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like at the OK Corral, looking at each other like, I dare you, draw first kind of thing, huh?
Kind of going mouth to mouth. It was really interesting. Yeah.
Okay, they do that. They have a little conversation underwater sometimes. So this is something that you hope to get certified, and then maybe you'll travel around the world and do some more scuba diving, you think, or what?
Definitely.
Yeah. Where do you want to go, Rachel?
I want to go to Belize.
Belize? Why Belize?
They have whale sharks.
Whale sharks. You want to mark that off the list. You've seen that on TV and stuff, and you thought that'd be cool?
I want to go volunteer over there for their marine biology.
Well, there you go. Hey, we got a marine biologist in our future, so obviously it makes sense that she gets certified to dive. Well, good luck on dive number four. We'll try to check in with them and find out how they completed their course next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And, of course, we'll bag a few more bugs. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. No, wait, hold on. I am Greg the Lobster Slayer, along with Bug Boy and Barry the Bugger. We have limited out, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
On the radio, for sure. Barry limited out, seriously.
Seriously.
And we limited out. CJ and I definitely limited out on the radio. I got the biggest bug, though, for sure.
Yeah.
I definitely got the biggest bug. Thanks to Captain Aria. She pointed it out. She saw it at the last minute. We were getting ready to come up, and she sees this lobster. All of a sudden, you hear, woo, 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 woo. She's pointing like crazy. Greg, go get it. Go get it. It was like we were one diver, even though we were two people. And I went down there and snagged it with my looper. We're good to go. But, hey, that wasn't all that we had to celebrate. They did dive number four, Heidi and what's your name again?
Rachel.
Heidi and Rachel from South Carolina.
Charleston,
South Carolina. They did dive number four. You made it back alive, therefore you win.
We got certified.
You are certified. How do you feel about that, Heidi?
Very, very excited and happy. Proud of my daughter and myself.
Well, as you should be. Now, Aria was your dive instructor. Aria, what do you think? Do you got any... how did they do from your perspective, from a teaching perspective, Aria?
Oh, they did awesome. They did really, really good. I couldn't be more proud of them as far as being able to master all the skills and being very comfortable in the water.
Absolutely. I saw you guys. You did really, really well. So now you are official. You're off to Belize, I guess. That's the plan, maybe?
The next stop.
Next stop, Belize. Well, we got two new divers to add to our little club. Congratulations. There you go. See, that's what it's about. Sharing the love of diving, sharing the love of lobster. It's one big happy family. You should be a part of this. If you're listening and you're thinking, hey, I'm not certified, maybe I ought to give this a go. We're having too much fun. to not share that with other folks. Wouldn't you agree, Barry the Bugger?
Yeah, you want my lobsters, don't you?
Yes, of course. I'm brown-nosing right now to do just that. Is it working there, CJ?
Not at all.
Okay, look, we got lobster, though, and we're going to take them over to Gomez Hilton, have them prepared properly by Senor Gomez, the manager of this establishment that we're staying at this week. So you'll hear about that next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We have a bug.
Bug Hunter, he loves to hunt bugs. He's a diver with an attitude, an underwater thug. With stealth speed and agility, he combs the ocean floor. No matter how many bugs you catch, he's always gonna catch more. Yeah, he's the king of all the lobster slayers, and the word has gotten round. Everyone knows something's gonna die when the bug hunter goes down.
Yes, the bug hunter definitely went down, and he conquered. He slayed. That would be me, Greg the Dive Master, or Greg the Lobster Slayer. Now, we are at the Gomez Hilton, and we have prepared our lobster. We have feasted on lobster, and we have had the time of our lives. This is the best it gets. I'm with Barry the Bugger. I'm with Bug Boy. All of us came to the Gomez Hilton, in triumph, because we brought lobster, and Walt DeMartini was nice enough to cook them up for us here at the Gomez Hilton, and we feasted on them with a special guest, the dive god, Mr. Neil Watson, who is with us right now. Neil, how are you?
I'm doing great, and I had a backup plan because Walt wasn't sure how successful you were going to be.
Yeah.
So I did go by and price out lobster tails at Publix.
Yeah, I got the text. Yes, I did. But we didn't need to do that. We didn't need to go there.
I was impressed.
Actually, we did know we had to go there because we had to get some Kelly Gold Irish butter. Okay. That was the instructions we got when we called. Walt said, hey, we're bringing lobster. We got them. We got tails to cook. And he says, all right, go by the grocery store, pick up this Kelly Gold Irish butter. That is a secret ingredient. Am I right there, Walt?
That's it. That's what makes it. It's the Kelly Gold Irish butter.
Okay, but you got to say it like that, which is a little... Okay, we'll go with that. A little garlic salt and what else? Lemon and...
Lemon.
Yeah, and?
Freshly squeezed lemon, garlic salt, and a whole lot of love.
Pepper. A whole lot of love. Okay, there's some pepper. Now, your cohort, Caitlin, right?
Yeah.
Caitlin was a master lobster chef in training.
Sous chef.
You're a sous chef. So, Caitlin, how did you feel about it? Was this the first time lobster cooking experience for you?
Yes, it was. I'm very interested to try again.
Yes. So, how was...
On my own this time.
Maybe
Walt will be my sous chef.
Without Captain Walt DeMartini's tutelage, you would prefer to cook lobster without him next time, is what you're saying?
No, not without him.
Was there a little too much focus on squeezing, or what, Walt?
Well, there was a little rummage involved.
Okay, all right. Well, that's part of the training technique that he incorporates, I believe, and preparing lobster. But I got to tell you, whatever you did, Caitlin, you gave it the magic touch. It was good stuff. You had some. You enjoyed it, right?
I did enjoy it very much, but it was all Walt.
It was Walt's recipe. But you helped with the execution.
I learned, yes.
Yeah, are you a diver, Caitlin, or no?
No, I am not.
Are you potentially a diver?
Potentially.
You can't equalize. You have problems with the whole the ear thing, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so
can you fly in an airplane?
Can I fly an airplane?
Can you fly in an airplane?
You don't have to. In an airplane.
Okay, and you didn't have a problem.
You can equalize.
There you go. See?
It's so hard.
It's not. You just got to take, he taught you how to cook lobster. Next thing, he can teach you how to dive.
Yeah.
Captain Walt can do that too, probably.
Well,
and we can teach
I'm
you
up
how
for
to catch it.
We can teach you how to catch lobster once you learn how to dive. How about that?
Her sister's a big diver.
Okay. So she's the hunter, you're the preparer?
Sure.
Okay, she'll go with that for now. All right, fair enough. Well, we're going to convert her eventually. You know, she's kind of going backwards from eating the lobster or preparing the lobster, and maybe she'll work her way back to actually catching the lobster after becoming a certified diver. But that was from some pretty good stuff, wasn't it, Neil?
It was outstanding.
Yes. I mean, when you catch it, it is so much better when it's fresh like that. And, you know, obviously Walt has a spectacular way of cooking them on the grill with all these little ingredients.
The magic to Walt's cooking is cooking with rum.
Yes. It gets everybody socially lubricated.
It doesn't go in the pan. You just drink about a gallon of it before you eat.
Yeah.
And he could serve you dirt and it would taste good.
Yeah. We better check our... Did we eat all our lobster tails, CJ?
Yeah, I think we got them all.
Okay, I'm just checking if there's some left, it could have been we ate some dirt. But it didn't matter because that was the best lobster as far as I'm concerned.
It was really good. It was really good.
That was good stuff. Yeah, but you were telling me while we were waiting for the lobster to be prepared and we were sipping on some Papa Pilar's rum, 24-year-old aged rum, that you, the dive god of all people, have never went lobster diving in U.S. waters. Is that right?
No.
Because you started your operation in Bimini in the Bahamas, where it was like lobster was like 20 cents a pound or something?
Well, no, I mean, in the Bahamas, you can't use scuba to get lobster, but
right.
You can spear them.
Okay.
With a Hawaiian sling or a pole spear.
Right, no scuba in the Bahamas.
No,
you get a free dive, it's a little bit more of a sporting chance for the lobster.
No,
well,
scuba,
you know.
On the boat. No scuba even on the boat.
Is that right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, well, you know, I mean, there's a bit of a trade-off. You use the stupid little nets and crap, and I don't know. That seems,
loopers and tickle sticks.
I don't know, whatever.
We're mildly amused by these, things.
Cheating with scuba gear, but...
wait, what do you... Barry the Bugger wants to chime in for something.
Stupid nets and tickle sticks work great.
Well, see, but for Neil, he's a free diver.
I'm shooting them.
You're shooting them with a pole spear.
Yeah, or a Hawaiian sling or pole spear.
Okay, yeah.
Or you reach in the hole and grab them and drag them out.
Manhandle them.
You manhandle them, you betcha. Yeah.
And then, you know, once you, and then you stick them in a bag or just stick them in your shorts or what? I mean, well, I'll tell you what, back in the day, if you've seen the videos, Neil didn't really have shorts, and that would be quite a treat to see him stick
them. My thong wasn't big enough for lobster and whatever else was in there. So.
Okay. Well,
A news flash.
Yeah.
No. Guess who appeared today?
Where?
D.S. at the Gomez Hilton.
D.S.?
The Drunken Sailor.
You're kidding me. What are the odds? I knew this last time last week we were talking about, are we going to see the Drunken Sailor? And last time we saw him was here at the Gomez Hilton. I didn't see him. Where was he?
I opened the hot tub. And he was there.
The cover was on. That would be a perfect pass out area for the Drunken Sailor. So did you leave him there? You didn't wake him, did you?
Yeah, I'm afraid I did.
Don't tell me.
Guess who just walked in the door?
Oh, my God. I thought that was just like the dirt that we didn't eat, you know, that we were confused. All right, what do you want there, man? What's up? Don't grab the microphone.
I want some lobster, and then if you have any pilars.
No, you can have none of that. Just stop. Oh, my gosh. So the last time we were here, you were here. I thought you were going to go do something constructive. Have you been here since we were here last time?
Yes, I've been blowing bubbles.
In the hot tub?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So here at the Gomez Hilton, the jacuzzi has not been turned on, but people have been enjoying the bubbles regardless. Is that what you're telling me?
You never know what's lurking deep below the surface.
Oh, boy.
Just like the Meg.
Okay. Wow. That is disturbing. Okay. Walt, give him some rum and send him away.
Her name is Sue?
No, it's Caitlin.
You called her Sue, the chef.
Sue chef. She's a Sue chef.
Right. Sue the chef.
Sue the chef. We're not going to sue the chef. He was very nice to us.
Stop it. You're making no sense on your own show.
Oh, boy. Obviously, he has been, he was way beyond socially lubricated.
I say good day, sir.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Enough of the Drunken Sailor. I don't know. It never fails that he comes out. When we visit the Gomez Hilton, he's kind of like a permanent residence, or I don't know. I'm not sure that Walt even knows that he resides here. usually finds a little spot in the bushes or evidently.
It's almost time for splashdown.
Okay. Don't use the hot tub, ladies and gentlemen.
He's like a feral cat. You keep him outside to take care of the critters.
Okay, if you say so. I don't know if he eats iguanas to survive or what, but whatever it takes, Walt.
I bought him a one-way ticket to Wyoming, but yeah. You know what happened.
Well, he was probably, he could have rented a Subaru and got his way to Wyoming. But regardless, that's a whole other thing. But as far as lobster, Neil, you're saying you did all this stuff in the Bahamas with the lobster. But
I did a lot of stuff in the Bahamas. Well, where did. Are we going with this?
Well, I'm just like, but you never did go out and do this lobster thing here in U.S. waters like we did today.
No. Why?
Because you know people like me will go do it for you. Is that the deal?
Well, listen, I had a wonderful lobster dinner. I didn't have to go out. Listen, I figured the lobster at Publix was $9.95 a lobster.
Right.
You drove from Orlando. If you had to get a room other than the Gomez Hilton, that'd been like $250.
We do have a preferred right here. That's true.
If you had to pay for diving, you know, that's like what, $100 a quarter for a 2-tank dive something. Them lobster would have cost you like $25 a piece. No, $50 a piece.
Well, hey, and it tasted like it, didn't it? That was awesome.
No, they were awesome.
I buy your logic. All right, look, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Maybe back in the studio, maybe down here catching more lobster. We will see. Stay close. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio,
the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
There's something wrong in the air.
Air is not good, Patrick. Air is not good.
There's a little lobster.
Everyone. All right.
weather regions.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. If you haven't figured it out, we are back in the studio, basking in the afterglow.
You know what the best part of that was?
Yeah, what's that?
My wife just popped in the window at the door and looked at me like, what in the hell is going on?
Yeah.
She heard the
fairly typical
horrible
response.
Caterwauling. There she is. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. So, yeah, we are back in the studio. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
I want to go back. Can you send me back?
No, I can't. I wish I could. We had a great time. We had a blast. But I will tell you that I'm a little under the weather today. Now, Barry the Bugger is connected via the web from South Florida. He's feeling a little under the weather. And the reason I'm wondering is, you know, we went diving and the next day after our night at the Gomez Hilton, and we did a beach dive, and we're planning to clean up, and we limited out on the radio, but we dove through all that seaweed and stuff down there that you've been hearing about on the news in Florida, not the red tide or the green algae. We were diving through the seaweed, and there was a lot of it.
Oh.
And I'm thinking maybe I picked up some because I'm like
hepatitis C.
I have a very strong immune system.
Did you eat it?
No,
did you
but we
smoke it.
We swam through it.
Yeah, I swam through it. I was fine.
We walked. Well, okay, we walked through it. We had it all over us, and you know, scrubbed it all over us and stuff like that. And
yeah, it was.
So you're feeling fine.
I'm fine.
Hmm. Yeah, but Barry's under the weather though, right?
I mean,
Barry?
Other than you know, having my neck swell up like a bullfrog.
Yep, see? Maybe that's
but
it.
But I don't think it was from that.
Yeah, well, it could have been.
No, because I remember when I had the contact of the coral. Hello.
Yeah, what the heck is that? I think that's Jerry the diver.
Damn
guy.
Woodpeckers.
Jerry, you're gonna have to reset. His internet connection went to crap.
It's a bird flying by.
But Barry the Bugger, what the heck is going on?
Somebody's shuffling a deck. Are we in Vegas?
What the hell is that? That is bizarre,
well,
isn't it?
Now that's Bubble Boy.
Oh, sorry.
No, we lost them all. Look at that. Okay, we're going to have reset our connection. We had Barry the Bugger. We had Barry the Bugger. We had Jerry the Diver Guy and Casey from the Tobacco Hut.
All gone.
Casey from the Tobacco Nut, I should say. And yeah, they're connected via the web, but let's see if we got them now. Guys, talk to us. Barry, where the heck are you? Where'd you go, man?
Live radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Huh. Well, that's strange. Oh, wait. Maybe it's... Do I got them now? No. Where'd they go?
You got nothing.
Hmm.
You have us, Greg.
Okay.
At least you have me and Bubble Boy.
Yeah, well, I had you.
God help you.
Yeah. But I don't know what happened there. That was strange. Yeah. Okay, just you guys are driving me crazy. Quit that. All right, they're back now, I think. No, they're not. What the heck is going on?
I agree.
That is bizarre. Huh. Well, anyway.
Please stop calling me Bugger.
I think what happened is that the seaweed got to Barry. And that's
in
the
microphone.
Result. He can't
He's
even
got
talk
seaweed
now.
Seaweed in his audio system.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, could it be, you know, could there be a connection?
Is that stuff toxic?
Well, I mean, I've heard things like if you rub it all over you and stuff or you get it on you. And you did have a little allergic reaction.
Yeah, but that was that was something I scraped my neck on
right.
Underwater. I
well,
felt it.
Yeah, that probably was not.
And that went right
away. Seaweed, but
I really don't think it was necessary for you to do what you did, though.
What do you mean?
Nothing. I can't say.
He's like, here. Can you suck on this?
No. It's supposed to.
Dude, you're gonna die. That's yeah, suck the poison out.
No.
It wasn't gonna happen. But anyway. You know, I'll get through the rest of the show, despite the fact that...
you look okay.
Yeah, I don't feel terrible.
I think you're
terrible.
Faking it. I think you're just faking it.
No,
I think
no.
You're setting the bar low in case we have a horrible rest of the show.
Yeah, good
you're
point.
Going, well, I was sick.
Well, there
so,
you go.
What and do you expect?
If the show turns out way better, then what am I going to
yeah.
do?
Yeah.
Well, you say, hey, you know, I can even do this sick.
Yeah. Well, I could.
He's lowering expectations. Don't fall for it.
All right.
Hold him to a, you know, the same mediocre standard.
Yeah. All right. We'll try that.
Shoot for the middle, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot for the middle.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, look, we
have reasonable.
We do have some cool stuff coming up on the show today. We are going to, we're going to do some really neat stuff because the guy from Josh from CTheCRX.com, like C S E E, the C S E A, RX.com, is giving us a cool prize to give away today to some lucky listener for putting up with our nonsense.
Oh, God, they deserve something.
Yeah, at least.
20 pounds of fentanyl.
No.
No. Come on,
ketamine?
Bubble Boy. See, I keep wanting to call him Bug Boy now.
No, I'm Bug Boy.
Yeah, you're Bug Boy.
How
and then
dare
there's,
you?
Barry the Bugger.
How dare
and
you?
And we looked that up online, what that means.
Yeah. Not lobster.
No wonder he doesn't really like that title.
That's okay. It's
anyway.
Sticking.
Okay.
Small critter.
A lot of cool stuff happening in hour two and a few other little surprises, so stick around to the world's first radio show devoted to diving for lobster and then some. Stick around.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.